Vivek Ramaswamy announces lawsuit against World Economic Forum. By Nick Gilbertson on April 19, 2023. Republican presidential candidate and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy announced he is suing Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, WEF, accusing the organization of creating a false perception of affiliation by listing him as one of its young global leaders. His campaign announced the lawsuit in a press release, stating that when the WEF invited Ramaswamy to be on the Young Global Leaders list, he categorically said no. Once he learned that the WEF had included him on the list, he repeatedly asked it to be removed. WEF's decision to stamp Mr. Ramaswamy's name and image on its list created a false public impression that served WEF's goals while undercutting Mr. Ramaswamy's staunch public advocacy against WEF's globalist agenda, the release stated. Ramaswamy, who has been a proponent for a revival of national identity, a worldview in conflict with that of the globalist WEFs, told the New York Post that he was appalled to be placed on the list in 2021. The WEF has a radical worldview that rejects the principles America was founded on. I'm not interested in being a global citizen. I'm an American, he said. He slammed the organization's strive for equity as a serious threat to the American way of life in the press release. He also likened the WEF's agendas to that of the old war monarchy that American colonists endured before the Revolution. Our founding fathers fought the American Revolution to declare independence from the old world monarchy. That old monster now rears its head again in the form of WEF's agendas, including stakeholder capitalism and the Great Reset. That's why I've been one of the most vocal crusaders in America against WEF. And I am filing this lawsuit to hold them accountable for creating the false illusion of affiliation to undermine its opponents, so that they don't do it again to others. Ramaswamy has levied war against wokeness and the globalist agenda in recent years. He published the hit New York Times bestseller Woke Incorporated, Inside Corporate America's Social Justice Scam in 2021, which delves into the consequences of stakeholder capitalism and woke corporatism, arguing it strips Americans of both their wealth and their identity. From there, he founded Strive Asset Management, an investment firm to compete with the likes of BlackRock, which has pushed far-left environmental, social, and governance investing principles. BlackRock Global Head of Investment Stewardship Jout Abdelmajed made Schwab's Young Global Leaders list in 2022. Related, Vivek Ramaswamy, free speech is a precondition for truth.